time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Robin Hunt. She is the events coordinator for Green River City. And coming up on November 3rd and 4th, it's Outlaw Days. This is the fourth annual. They always have a lot of fun down there. They're going to have a vendor fair, all kinds of cool cowboy shooting, a horseshoe tournament, and a great concert with Bren Hill. We're going to talk all about it. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we were talking, this is the fourth annual Outlaw Days, and this one is a great, just a nice gather, and kind of almost reminds you of like a rendezvous feel a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of an old west thing, just something where we talk about some of the history of outlaws in this area, and then we have some fun with cowboy action shooting and a milk jug shoot and horseshoe tournament and so on, and it's just a fun time to kind of connect with our heritage a little bit.
And there were plenty in our area, so
yes,
as far as outlaws are concerned.
Yes.
We still can find remnants of them out and about and around today. So let's talk about the fact. Let's start off really with the action shoot. You said the cowboy action shoot is something that they're going to need to pre-register for right now. What do they do on this one?
Yeah, so you can pre-register. You can go to outlawdays.com to register. This is a cowboy action shoot that follows kind of the SAS club rules, and it's participants dress up like Old West cowboys. They shoot Old West guns, and you go through a scenario. It's called a stage where you shoot specific targets and specific patterns, and it's all about who can be the fastest and so on. And so we're going to have a top male and female shooter. We're going to have prizes for them. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. We have a big group of people that come and do this, and it's just very unique. It's worth coming out to just watch. Even if you don't want to participate, just come out and watch. It's super fun.
All right. Another couple of events that are going on during this, and you said these don't necessarily need a pre-registration for. It's the milk jug shoot and the horseshoe tournament. So for both of those, you can just kind of sign up the day of?
Yeah, exactly. So this will all be taking place at the Green River Gun Range. Starting at 10 a.m., the cowboy action shoot will start on one portion of that range. At another portion of the range, the milk jug shoot will start, and that's a long-distance, rifle shooting into the milk jugs. And then our horseshoe tournament starts at 2 that afternoon, and we just have a couple of pits there for you guys to just throw some shoes.
And all, like we were saying, the milk jug shoot, the horseshoe tournament, they can both be signed up for the day you get there. The cowboy action shoot, of course, need to get a registration in for that one. Before we get into the dinner, let's talk about this vendor fair, because there always are a lot of great items at these vendor fairs, and I would think that a lot of them are from people that maybe attend these events all the time and get into this kind of work and do these things and kind of bring them around to show people what they work on and sell some of them.
Yeah, for sure. So our vendor fair is fairly small. It's made up mostly of local vendors with, like you said, people who kind of cater to this Western type crowd. So there's like leather workers, and then there's Western boutiques there. We're going to have Ruben's Barbecue there as well, so we're going to have some great food. Just definitely come check it out. We've got a fair amount of vendors, and they are all selling some amazing things. Definitely worth coming to see, and that will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on November 4th.
A lot of great handiwork and things like that that'll be there. And remember, we're not that far away from Christmas.
That's right.
All right, so let's wind down and close things out with this delicious prime rib dinner and the Bren Hill concert. This is obviously something that you guys are going to need a head count for, and when do you want to know by on this one?
Yeah, so you just have a couple of days. I'd like to know by October 26th kind of how many people to expect for that prime rib dinner. The San Rafael Works are going to be catering it. It's going to be delicious food. And then, of course, we have Bren Hill performing live, and he is absolutely incredible. If you haven't heard him yet, look him up on YouTube. Come check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And what is the cost for the prime rib dinner and the concert?
$30 a plate.
Okay, so you can't beat that. Dinner and a show for $30, especially when it's prime rib and you know who's cooking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so once again, give everybody the information. You have a great website that's got all of this on it. Where can they find that at?
Outlawdays.com.
All right, Robin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us and let us know all about the great things that are going on down in Green River. We'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.